Now, for years, events in Russia had a direct impact on life in the Czech Republic, or rather Czechoslovakia, one of these Soviet satellites. We'll take a closer look now at one such event. 50 years ago, on Saturday, the Communist Party in Moscow fell silent as Nikita Khrushchev took the podium at the 20th Party Conference to deliver his famous secret speech. This monumental attack on Stalin's brutal rule had a great impact on many countries of the Soviet bloc and was the beginning of the end for hardline Stalinism in many countries. Chris Jarrett takes a look at how Czechoslovak society reacted to this political shift.
И славный путь прошел советский народ. Под руководством своей коммунистической партии...
On February the 25th, 1956, Nikita Khrushchev addressed the 20th Communist Party Congress as first secretary of its Central Committee. Not 3 years after Stalin's death, he denounced the brutality and paranoia of the former party leader's rule at length, as well as the personality cult which had been created around him in his so-called secret speech, beginning the lengthy process of de-Stalinization. Its impact on Soviet politics was colossal, reducing the sway of Khrushchev's remaining Stalinist rivals in the party and paving the way for reforms throughout the Soviet bloc. Yet how quickly did the shockwaves from this change in political tide come to affect Czechoslovakia? This is a question I put to Dr. Oldřich Tuma, director of the Institute of Contemporary History in Prague.
Khrushchev's secret speech and information about it really was a shock for the party leadership, Communist Party of Czechoslovakia, but later also for the party members, because the speech was then discussed within the party especially during the spring of 56. In a certain way, yeah, de-Stalinization started in Czechoslovakia and also in case of Czechoslovakia, 56 brought certain liberalization, but very restricted one.
The initial reaction to the speech was indeed much less pronounced in Czechoslovakia than in neighbouring states. In Poland, the pro-Moscow leadership was overthrown later in the year, and Hungary saw the collapse of Stalinist order and then revolution, which resulted in bloody Soviet intervention in October 1956. Dr. Tuma explains why the Czechoslovak response was less manifest.
I think that maybe it was because in Czechoslovakia the first real crisis was 53, the crisis after so-called monetary reform, which was caused by really problems in economy, but because they resolutely crushed any opposition and resistance in 53, and then they adopted this monetary reform, it opened space for later for certain economic development. So more or less economy worked and living standards were improving, not dramatically, but slowly. So then this social component of the crisis, which was very important in Poland, especially in 56, but also generally in Hungary, was not that imminent in Czechoslovakia.
Nina Khrushcheva, the great-granddaughter of the former communist leader, is a professor of international affairs at New School University in New York. She believes that despite this delayed initial reaction, change did come, even to Czechoslovakia.
Different countries develop differently and respond to these things differently. And, you know, while Poland was successful in somewhat transforming its communism, actually I wouldn't even say transforming, but at least it didn't end in a bloodbath. Hungary did end in a bloodbath, and I think that was a really good indication for other places that they shouldn't venture ahead. Although, of course, in 68, Czechoslovakia did respond, and in a sense, they were faster in ending the Soviet regime formally than any other Soviet state when the Velvet Revolution took place.
And so in Czechoslovakia, where the Communist Party was just as involved in Stalinist crimes as in other countries of the Soviet bloc, the secret speech provided a powerful catalyst for the process of de-Stalinization, paving the way for the many social, political and economic reforms which were to follow.
Chris Jarrett with that report.